Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. My name is Matthew Casanelli, and I'm here to show automation to everyone.
And I'm Alex Cox, and I hate being on video. I hate this. I hate this so much. Matthew, what are we doing today? It's a little bit different.
We are experimenting with maybe making this a video podcast and seeing how that goes. Because there's some...
And I just...
this is going to be the hard part.
It's the worst. It's the worst, especially if folks don't know, we're recording this on Thursday, January 31st. Or is it February? Good Lord, I hope not.
Yes, it's not
January 31st. It's literally negative 32 degrees in Chicago, and it's people are like, everyone's just being hyperbolic. No. The wind chill is negative 50 right now, according to the Carrot Weather app. And to give you another visual, I'm in my bedroom, as I understand that most podcasters do that. There's no shame in recording in your bedroom or your home office, but my laptop is stacked upon pillows. My microphone looks like a metal dick in my face. This is going to be a fun episode. Also on Skype, there's a little thing at the bottom that says poor connection. Gonna screenshot that, baby, right there. Yep. Because it's negative 50 outside.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not in the studio today. Yeah. What's the weather like over there, Matthew?
That's a... casual 60 degrees. Yesterday I went on a walk in a t-shirt outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. The Siri show results stuff that works with shortcuts. Okay, hold on. Siri, stop. Oh my God, my iPad's just going endlessly. But that stuff got fixed, and I was like, hey, do my weather report. And I was like, I can't post this screenshot because it says it was 65 degrees outside when it was. I mean, it's like, I can recognize that it's late January and it's 65. That's not good. Like, the fact that it was warm here is global warming also. So it's like our climate.
It's very upsetting. I mean, seeing just... I'm one of those people, it's kind of like digital self-harm, where I go on Twitter and type in climate change and global warming and then hoax just see all of the people are like, meh, but if it's warming, why is everything so cold? And then there's folks who try to explain it rationally, and I'm like, guys, don't, we lost this. Oh, anyway, computers. I still like those.
I don't
like most things.
I have a small one here on my desk that I've been enjoying lately, the Google Home Hub, which is for somebody who's probably considered an Apple nerd, it's an interesting purchase. But
I didn't know this. What prompted you to get a Google Home other than capitalism?
Envy, I think.
So capitalist.
No, for sure. I mean, because Merlin has one, friend of the show, Merlin Mann.
Goodness.
He's just been talking about it. And I don't even think he used it for the same reasons. But basically, the reason I got it was because I am a YouTuber who doesn't watch as many YouTube videos as he probably should. And so I'm trying to have a way to just be like, play my own videos, which I haven't mostly watched. It's like, I need to get back into that mindset and also just kind of see what's on the other side. But it's mostly
are you talking about the screen thing?
Yeah. Also, okay, real quick, did we talk about this in another episode? We might have, and I don't remember. Okay.
Yes.
So the Google the Google Home Hub is like a little 7-inch screen that doesn't have a camera, which is very nice. So I don't feel creeped out by it. But you basically just say, I don't even know how to make up a phrase for that one. Also, that's not just a supercomputer, but then it works with YouTube. And so nothing else will ever work with YouTube, I assume. What was that?
Sup, Googs.
Sup, Googs. It's probably going to hear me. But like,
oh, that would be very upsetting if it did.
But the other part that I was just saying is really nice is I synced up a bunch of my photos to like the free version of Google Photos, and then it's just showing me like pictures of my newborn nephew from Christmas and things like that. That it's like, I have all of my photos in Apple Photos and I never look at them because there's not really like a great way besides taking over my entire TV screen, which isn't even like the right aspect ratio basically. So this is like a, I have walked into my office and see photos of little baby Owen and that makes me happy and that is worth it. And then it's, there's some for my job too. So it's kind of fascinating, but beyond that, I haven't found that many like unique uses that the HomePod or something else like that doesn't do. But it is like, oh, you know, except for YouTube, my livelihood and something that people use all the time. And so it is like, I will admit my bias of just like, I don't see the value until it's like, oh, until there's actually a bunch of value. And then it gets into like, okay, but is Google listening to me? Is someone with an iPhone listening to me over FaceTime?
If folks don't know, FaceTime had a bug that was so egregious, it kind of broke my mind. You could call another person. I believe it was only a video call, but so FaceTime video another person, and before they pick up, you just hear their audio. And I tried this like 10 times with a bunch of different people because I literally could not believe it. Apple's thing, privacy, privacy, privacy. And it made me sad, but also it was super fun.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's like, at least we're hopefully not the bad actors. Or it's, oh wait, isn't there like, there's two levels of bad actors where there's the people who are actually being nefarious and then there's the trolls essentially who are just trying to prank their friends.
I'm a chaotic good actor.
Yeah. Ooh, now I want to make one of those charts for like Apple podcasters or like just in general. Oh, that sounds.
Gosh.
I have been thinking about memes of even I've been watching TikTok lately. So do you know, it's like, it's kind of.
What's that?
It's like Vine plus Musical.ly, where it's like looping videos, but it has the unique part is it's sort of about the audio. And so there's like memes where it's like this, the song Pretty Boy Swag. And as it builds up and gets to like a certain point, then it, there's like a punchline to it sort of thing. But it just makes me, I've been thinking about like all these little bugs with Siri where it like hears me as I'm trying to like I'm listening to a podcast and I try to activate Siri and it hears me, and just like how crazy that drives me is like, just make it, I don't know. I want to have more humor with this stuff because it is, everybody experiences it and it's relatable, but it's hard to like address without just griping about it. And my iPad's going off.
The funny thing I've found is sort of in a similar vein is a lot of people don't like it when their cylinder friends talk back to them. So I kind of like it when my HomePod is like, all right, I'll do that for you. And I turned off the Amazon Echo saying, okay, got it, because I thought a little bleep bloop would be more satisfying. But the bleep bloop it makes to confirm that you've turned on or off your lights is so similar to the error noise it makes that I turned the weird conversational stuff back on. I don't know. It's the chaotic, good, whimsy side, yeah. I guess, because it's just I do want to be able to turn all of the cuteness of Siri off. But I almost wish it was like the Carrot weather app that I was just using, where you can have like levels of tone being going from like really polite to neutral to snarky. And I don't know. Sometimes you're in a mood for that. Like,
you know what kills me is like the, I think I say play chill music and she's like starting your relaxation station. And every time we're like, oh my God, it's like, there's a certain turns of phrases where you're just station. Like, it's like, I just like shake my head because it's so like, I don't know. I mean, there's even, I remember, I looked at Siri copywriting jobs and I was like, I don't know. That sounds, first, it's just hard. And like, you will always kind of fail at like appealing or appeasing to someone versus being like, I don't know. It's like, how much food have I had? That's how mad I'm like, screw you, Siri, when she gets it wrong. Or it's just like, haha. I mean, we did talk about this in like episode 2 of the silly Siri foibles. It's like, mm-hmm. just some of it is just, it's like the mentality of thinking of it as silly helps then being frustrated, because that, you yeah. might get frustrated a lot.
I think they should, you know, take your Apple Watch heart rate. And if it's super high, Siri be like, welcome home. How's it going? And then to wake you up, if it's really like, it'd be like, bitch, get up. And
the time of day thing is, it should definitely not just yell at you at 6 in the morning or at midnight. It's like, just got your inside or your quiet voices. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's their branding for it.
Mm-hmm. The one like Amazon or the Tube Friends, Amazon Tube's Friends Whisper something. It has whisper mode, and you used to have to say like, turn on whisper mode, but now you just whisper to it and it starts to whisper.
Yeah, that's
and
smart.
The problem is, it's such a creepy whisper. Like, just turn
okay,
down the volume.
I've turned off the lights.
That's what it is. It's like, okay, the bedroom lights are off. And I'm like, no, I don't want this at all.
You turn on your sultry voice. Yeah.
I don't, another reason I don't like the video is people can see me looking on my phone being like, Google Hub. And then I saw myself in the camera. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to buy it, because I was about to buy a stupid Google Hub. They're really, I you know what, hats off to Google. That's pretty cheap. $100 or something.
If it was 150, I don't think I would have. I mean, but it's also like, they priced it at 150 so they can drop it to 100 so you feel better about it. But it's, I agree, and it's like a pretty nice looking screen, and it's not like, it is you can't do anything like this with an iPad, really. And it's also pretty silly to buy an $800 iPad and set it up on a stand, like, or you want to use it. And I don't know, it did feel better to me to have a dedicated screen that is like, I can sit there and not have to hold it in my hands. It's not like covering what I'm looking at. Also, that was a big part of it, but
yeah,
it seems it's an interesting one. I gotta make a video about it too, and maybe explore more of the like routines and the differences between Siri shortcuts and that, because I have actually been looking at like the iOS 12.2, the beta is out, and I've been really intrigued by some of the stuff that I saw Federico talking about he's doing a whole like turning his TV into a Homebridge thing that works with HomeKit. But even just, you can do things like, say, play The Office on the living room TV and it'll turn on your Apple TV and start playing. But right now it plays the first episode every time, which is not exactly what you want. So it's like, I was about to like do this whole excited post about it, and I was like, I think I'll wait until it actually resumes the episode you're watching and not just starts at the beginning of, because I did the thing that I got all 900 episodes of The Office, and then it's like, starting at episode 1 is like, come on, I've already binged 6 seasons in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's just taking all that productivity away from you.
It actually helps a lot because I know the whole show, and so I can work while I'm listening to it.
I mean, I do that with the Golden Girls, so no shame.
That's like coveted television, is stuff that you can work to but is still entertaining enough, and you don't just run out of it after 2 weeks. It's like, that's why I've watched The Office 30 times.
So is The Office, I mean, it seems like The Office might be a part of a new workflow that you're working on, because when did you buy all 9 seasons of The Office? It was earlier. Excuse me, I gotta adjust my, that noise you're hearing is me adjusting my gigantic metal penis that's going into my face.
The microphone
that's, don't have a lot of experiences with penises, but this just looks very, I would assume, very large. Anyway, when did you start working to TV? This is going to be a controversial hot topic.
Oh, is that not what everybody does all the time? Like, I mean, it's hard. The problem is almost that some like a lot of shows that I want to watch are good and I want to watch them and not do something else. And it's there is like a dearth of shows that you can watch, but like half watch. And cause, I mean, it makes sense because chances are that it's like if you don't need to pay attention, it's not as good of a show. I don't know. Like Friends was a good one that I mean, just like when I was a kid, people watching TV and you're kind of doing your own thing versus like, I want to watch these shows when we watch and otherwise trying not to like just be on the couch or something. So it's not necessarily, I think it's a, after I've been unproductive enough, I can feel okay like doing the work while I'm watching TV versus like, and especially just like at night. So it's, this is a whole, really productivity good. Thing of like, feeling okay about what you're doing. And I like struggle during the day because other people are doing other things. I like my attention is distracted. And then at night, everyone is asleep or it's like I'm on the West Coast. And so that's even sooner. It's like I can, there's nothing else going on. I can just do this. It's like, that's why I work best at 2 a.m. sometimes because also I just like, I have, I live on a street corner and so there are like a decent amount of cars some like coming they try to like weave through the Berkeley neighborhoods and it's like I notice at night that it's just it's quiet and there's nothing else and that's very nice. What about you?
I mean,
what do you work to shows?
I guess I'm realizing now that I work to podcasts, but the bad ones or the ones I've listened to many, many, many times, like Hypercritical with John Siracusa and Cortex with Mike Hurley and CGP Grey, because it sounds creepy, but it's like I know what's going to happen. I know some of the exact words they're going to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just like I know that that Rose is going to talk about St. Olaf and Blanche is going to talk about what a slut she is in good job, Blanche, you're an awesome slut. And Dorothy's going to talk about, you know, the new teaching job she just got. Can you tell that I was just watching the Golden Girls earlier?
I was like, who again?
Yep. But there's something behind this new idea, or I guess it's not a new idea, but I know Chris Bailey has kind of been on a whole little tour for his new book. I think it's called Hyperfocused. Yes. You know, no shame. I'm looking up now. Yeah, it was Hyperfocused. And he recently did an episode of Focused with David Sparks of what's his shows? This is why videos are bad. I know these Mac Power viewers, Mac Power users and Automated, like just talking about productivity isn't how much you get done. It's the intentionality behind it. So I knew like, yeah, tonight I'm going to watch the entire Ted Bundy documentary. I am going to spend 7 hours being horrified. And I did not feel bad about that. But whereas I was watching Archer and then it just time got away from me and, you know, 7 hours later, you feel gross and sad. And it's not even, I guess that made it sound like because I was consuming a documentary, it was better. Like, no. I planned on watching, the entire first season of, I planned on watching the entire first season of Big Mouth one day and I did, and it was a very upsetting show, but I didn't let myself stop because I'm like, all right, I am watching this adult weird cartoon and it's just, it's gonna happen. And that's what I did. And I felt accomplished for the day, which seems so strange, but it's true. The same way that today I was like, all right, this one pipe, I am going to make sure it gets fixed because the polar vortex.
That's pretty legit reason. Yeah.
Yep.
It's destroying your podcast studio.
Yep. yeah. Another reason that I'm not in the studio, not just because it's cold, but because it has no longer an inch of water under it. About it's just seeping into the carpet now. But yeah, I really care about intentionality. And that was actually sort of my theme for last year. Most Apple nerds / Relay FM / Cortex nerds will know what that is. And the idea is you don't make a New Year's resolution. You just have a theme that you want to go about the entire year. And last year, mine was intentionality. And so I said no to many, many things that I would normally say yes to. And this year is my theme is just happy, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be happy and let myself be happy, which is sounds very conceited and dumb, but
how dare you?
I know. I'm well, I'm a, like, sure, there's the whole being a queer and a woman thing, but also I'm white and I'm lower but still middle class, and like I can afford to like do a podcast with this lovely metal penis in my face and that's more than most people get, and yet why can't I be happy? So that's, I've just been trying to focus on that and trying to figure out what makes me happy. And it, for example, being like, no gosh darn way am I gonna do a video podcast, and already I'm like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah,
this,
we could try it.
It makes me happy. Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts.
This will be going on for 2 weeks, and you know what, oh, here's another thing, I'm gonna drink Diet Coke in bed. Yep. Oh, that's a nice thing. They're also not selling cans at the supermarket because they're exploding. Supermarket and not grocery
at
store?
The corner
oh, because
store.
I was watching Golden Girls.
Here, let me get my Dr. Pepper. I've put a stash in my office just for this purpose.
Nice. See, I don't know how Matthew's going to edit this, so should I kill dead air? Oh, double fisting, are we? My. LaCroix and Dr. Pepper are really treating yourself, yes. Aren't you?
I mean, I was trying to be intentional about how I set up my office, and I realized that, like, so often I want to go get a drink or get a snack or something like that, and that makes me leave the office and get distracted somewhere else, and having some drinks in the office is a very simple way to, like, be intentional about, like, I want to spend my time actually doing more work instead of trying to figure out what work I want to do and thinking about it instead of doing it, because I've been like, so you told me that I have a yearly theme, but I don't know what you think my yearly theme is, because I haven't, I mean, even in like the last week, I like cast off a bunch of things that had been weighing on my mind. And so it is like sort of last year in some ways for me was like a year of waiting, because I like was sort of like seeing what things could become and wanted to grow more. But then it sort of also in the middle of the year hit me and it went way too far. And I'm like waiting for like permission to do things, and only like recently am I trying to like not give myself commitments that are only in my head, or like some even like legal commitments of like, am I going to sign a client and give 80 hours to them or to my own stuff? And so in that way I've been like trying to, I don't know, like the year of growth, I guess, sounds like it, but that's just like, that hasn't, I'm like not even, I, my goal isn't to grow, it's to do the thing that I want to do. And then in doing that, I don't know, I think I'll be able to like make something that resonates with people, as opposed to like if I did actually go for growth, I would be making different types of YouTube videos than like, mine's like the year of stability, really, where I want to get like the base layer so that if new stuff does come on, I can know whether I should say no or be able to say yes, because I'm not committed to something else that's like 3 months from now. And I don't know. I just hate, I saw a tweet that was like, the further something out is that I agree to, the more likely I'm going to regret it by the time it comes up, because it's like,
oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's like, if it's 3 weeks out, I'm going to get to it and be like, wow, I did not want to do this anymore. But
no. The only thing I have planned at like 3 weeks out is a definitely free cancellation of hotels that places I might go, and podcasts that recur every week. But that's it.
Yeah.
And I think I was kind of on the right track, because I was thinking that you're kind of having, or going for anyway, a year of agency. And in that, it also kind of echoes intentionality and stability, but more being like, fork the rest of this. This is what I want.
Yeah.
Again, because I don't know. It seems like you're really clarifying exactly what you want to do and realizing why you haven't done some of the things that you've been waiting on. And I mean, even just in our brainstorm about, you know, this show and kind of about the discourse around technology in general, it's kind of going against the status quo, but sounding less obnoxious than that. Don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be antagonistic or something like that, but
yeah,
I want to this is the problem with video stuff, because now I'm like thinking of like make technology fun again goes into like make America great again too close.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no,
can't
exactly. It's too easy.
I know.
It is. Bring... I mean,
what I've been saying is I want to bring whimsy back into how we think about and appreciate tech. And I think because a lot of us are all Apple nerds, a lot of the technology, or rather the narrative, is the technology has been stagnant, the software is stagnant, all that stuff. But there's still little things that delight me every day. And that was kind of the impetus of this show, was I want to learn how to use these things better, because they just make me so dang happy.
And I mean, it even about like what I've been doing with my life, of when you spend so much time like thinking about it and not doing the thing, it changes how you're like perceiving it. And we spend so much time thinking about what it means to use an Apple product or something like that, but then it's you spend more time thinking about it than actually using it. And once you're actually in there and using it, it's also, there's so many people who already know how to use it, and but there's also so many people who don't and want to learn. Like, even I had this own perspective of like, I struggle a little bit since I've gotten new followers, because I've said some stuff before that was relevant, and now saying it again feels like I'm repeating myself, but there's 2,000 people that follow me that didn't see anything I posted the first half of last year. And somebody was like, oh, what about day one shortcuts? And then I was like, I have this article about day one workflows that I wrote, but it's all in the exact same app.
Yeah.
So like, you can still use it, but like, it felt not relevant, but it's like, oh, this is all, it's all interesting. And it's like, there's so many people who are actually into this stuff, or have naturally just come into the fold recently, or are maybe just in a different place for themselves to learn about things. And it's like, I want to get away from the like everyone of like, everyone knows this. Is it's like, who is that? And that's wrong. Like, you, everyone else who isn't in that group doesn't know it yet. And there's room to talk about that. And just, I think, also have fun and be weird. Like, I mean, I had that podcast that I did with Merlin on Friends in Your Ears, and he was talking about giving himself permission to be entertaining. And that's something that I just like to do. I like to be funny and weird. And then I like go and make a video where I'm like doing dinosaur arms and going,
it's my favorite.
Like,
okay. My favorite video was the HomePod and Siri shortcuts one, but that's a close sec. Oh,
well, that was like, I got into I mean, it's YouTube is so hard because I still am like, I have to keep momentum in order to like gain momentum, but also I don't just want to like ship videos because of the algorithm. Like I want to have something that's relevant to people, but I still, or, and it's even like that of like, I don't want to have to be relevant. I just want to make something that I like and, or something that's for my friend. And I'm trying to do that more of like, say somebody's name before I make a video and think of like that I'm talking to this person, or like why I wanted to do this video, this podcast as a video podcast and still keep it at least relevant on audio is just so many times when we're talking on this show, I'm like, oh, this is a thing that I think, but me capturing that on video is hard too. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to say it more and record it and then write it down and do something with it and spend less time like thinking about what it could be. And like, I just launched my newsletter and it's like, I have ideas for what I want it to be. And I was like waiting until it could be that good. And instead the angle for the newsletter is that it's called Type and I'm doing different types of newsletters and building up to like what I want it to be. But I think that
because
also,
because you have agency.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And I'm giving myself agency too, where I kind of felt like I gave away my, or like I made commitments, but also they weren't clear. And so I felt bad about not keeping them, but also had no framework to like actually execute on it. And I mean, I even did some things where I like offered some people free audits on their brands. And then I started a YouTube channel and a podcast. And then it was, yeah, it's like hours and hours of work. And it was like, I didn't really get into it. Well, this was like last summer though. And I like didn't do it for some people for months and months. And I felt so bad but just didn't ever address it. And then I was just like, hey,
I
cannot do this anymore. And I did a terrible, like, I'm sorry. And I hope you understand. And almost all of them were like, I get it. And like life goes on also. And that was like a, but also those things had been like, I hadn't sent my newsletter in 6 months or helped the, and then now I'm like free to wake up in the morning and not be like, oh, I have to make a video and do my newsletter and do these audits and also make any money. Like, so it's a, it's a whole weird balance, but
yeah. I mean, should we talk about, well, putting this podcast on YouTube, I want to promise people, one, that I'm an RSS snob. So you will, if you're listening to this in Overcast, the best iOS, the best independent iOS app in the world, don't worry. You're still going to be able to listen to it. But two, we might make, you know, dozens of cents on on YouTube videos, dozens and dozens of cents. So do we want to talk about the possibility of us releasing a Patreon and what that might look to people?
Sure.
And ask our nice people what they want / like, let us know. Oh God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Let us know in the comments what brought you to this, to us. Was it the algorithm? Was it because you read Matthew's work or see his videos, or you know that I work for that card company? Like, I'm just genuinely curious.
I love,
and also
apples,
why
to apples.
Oh, apples to apples, what a game. Obviously I'm referring to the hit card game Monopoly, where there's, you know, colorful money. It's like Europe.
And your other podcast with Mr. Monopoly. Now I'm just imagining Max Temkin dressed as Mr. Monopoly, and I like that.
Oh,
needs to happen,
gosh,
at some point.
Oh, see, that's the thing. People should support our eventual Patreon so that I can pay my boss to dress up like Mr. Monopoly on another show.
That's
our first tier. Is
nonsensical.
God, now I'm just thinking Mr. Monopoly is so well dressed. Like, I mean,
he's one of those billionaires, so.
I mean, yes, if we're talking about eating the rich,
failure,
though, I would definitely eat Mr. Monopoly first. He is like his little monocle would add some crunch to the like it's there's a lot going on for your palate, you know, the texture there with the little pinstriped. I gotta stop. Oh boy.
See, we can't edit the video podcast as easily as
I know. So a lot of look forward to the Mr. Monopoly. Is that his actual name, the Monopoly Man, or is it Monopoly Man?
Oh no,
I'm not going to be able to.
Okay,
just
well,
go.
Let's
all
look
right,
it up. Mr. Monopoly. I thought it was Mr. Monopoly. I don't know how to type on computers anymore. Rich Uncle Pennybags.
No.
It makes sense. His name is Rich. Also, that's good.
Rich Uncle Pennybags is the name of the Monopoly Man.
I mean, it makes sense. He's like the epitome of a caricature of a billionaire.
Yes. Oh God, today is so wonderful. I don't care if it's a negative 50 out. I know the existence.
Oh wait, here it is. His full name is Milburn Pennybags, and the character in jail is Jake the Jailbird. And the officer on Go to Jail is Officer Mallory. Where's the pun there? That's not a...
Officer Mallory. Because Mal... He's Mal...
No,
Mal
no,
is...
Stop.
I don't know. No, none of it's good. None of it's good. All right. Well, that's definitely going to be some sort of tier. Oh, wow.
Just watch us play Monopoly on live streams.
That's
gonna be, it's like a joke like 5 years from now. It's like, oh, we always play Monopoly because we said this one time on the first video show. I think it would make sense. Like, I mean, the level of home screen stuff that we can do is interesting because you can just dunk on everybody's. It's like, I don't, logistically, some of that is a challenge, but.
No, I mean, sure, but it's worth it. So if for some reason you are still watching and you have never been here before, I do this thing where I brutally criticize the arrangement of home screens that people have because their icons and their taste in apps is usually awful. It's just, it's real, real bad. So that might be a tier of me just dunking on you real hard. Or early access to episodes. I think that this would be fun to live stream because then you can't cut out any of my awkwardness.
Yeah. At least the audio podcast, we could still cut out the 10-minute diatribe about Uncle Pennybags. But
yeah, but on Patreon, no, you get all the money bags, Officer Mallory. Oh, well, poor Officer Mallory. But yeah, I really, really like it. I used to hate people, and I still do sort of hate people. It's hard for me to... I know, this is... What a great way to tell you
I hate you all,
you
but please
give
me your
money. Yes, please give me all your money, even though I despise you. But, you know, it's kind of this thing where... A lot of people right now are feeling really sad about the internet, but I have kind of tried to reverse engineer it to make the internet, almost said make the internet great again. Make the internet as
Let's make
kind.
The internet we want to see. That's that thing.
And I'm not even talking about a bubble of like, I'm only going to read these news things, but... No, I just have like most of Twitter now is just a list of people I either know in real life or we've had pleasant conversations. And we still tease each other, fight about, you know, Apple stuff. And I miss that. And I unfortunately, it's kind of like smaller communities are what has been making that more pleasant. And I'm not saying like give us money so that we can have fun on the internet, but let us know why you are listening to this show at all, because it's really weird for a technology podcast. Because we talked about tech for what, 10 minutes in this 45 minutes we've been talking, but I'm curious.
Yeah, it's like I do just, I don't know, I want to do more of this type of thing or have the freedom to do cool stuff without trying to like growth hack it, where I do just want to have like something that we can continue to build off of and share it with other people. And I want to have a Patreon, but I want to use that to keep making the rest of it free, where it's like, I don't want to make all of this stuff exclusive, so only people who like Supercomputer can learn how the Shortcuts app works. But I want to be able to like grow support. Is like, I just want to have people that will like, if you like it and can afford it, do it, otherwise not. And but then it's still, there's something for everybody, and that's important to me, because we're in hard times with finances in the world in general, or just like technology is growing to a lot of places where they just don't have as much money. And I want to like see that. I've like developed weird anxieties over the last year of like, I mean, it is, that's when, you know, iPhones are too expensive, is when it feels like you feel scared talking
when
about
tech
it.
It's your main job and you're afraid to buy a product because it's so expensive to talk about.
I mean, what you were saying about your like just being happy is like, I have felt the same thing where that's what's so almost like heartbreaking about making a show like this, is like, this stuff is so cool and it's so fun, and it feels so weird for me to like, I feel like I can't talk about the HomePod because people think it's expensive, and so I feel guilty for using this thing that's so cool and fun. And I get that. I mean, all I always hear in my head when I say this of like, the future is here, but it's just not distributed, and I don't want to like revel in having these things. But also, by doing some of this and spending the time to explore it in a way that's like positive and removing friction from lives, like, I think we can help other people learn how to do it too. And so that motivates me more. And I think also just like having fun and doing it in a way that's like, I don't know, I want to do this video show with you because we have fun together. And it's like, I don't just want to disappear behind some brand and go behind the space gray curtain, as I said it, of like, I do feel bad though that like,
but
sometimes
what shade of space gray?
Sometimes I do. It's like, people are like, why isn't the Shortcuts gallery updated? And I was like, I quit. That's why. But it is, we gotta make our own free Supercomputer Shortcuts gallery, and I'll do it better than Apple. Well, bring it on.
I mean, you have you also didn't point out that you don't really have a jobby job. And I mean, I do have a jobby job, but what enables me to do stuff like this is I do have another Patreon for another show and an upcoming show. I don't know, it always feels weird to ask people for money, but like you said, you were offering to do consulting for free, and like, what, you were raised as a straight white man, what like, can you give away stuff for free? I have been programmed my entire life to give away my emotional and physical labor away for free, and yet
I mean,
but oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's like why, I mean, I never even wanted to do like a podcast or a Patreon type thing in it before, but I'd rather do this type of stuff than sell my services to one company at a time. Like, at a certain point, it's also, this is something else I've struggled with, of like feeling selfish, because I do have like a unique opportunity that I want to share this stuff, that there's an intense interest in it from people of how Siri Shortcuts works or like is going to work in the future. And I'd rather find a way to give that away to everybody and maybe get supporters to help like fund it. And then I don't have to go get a job and I don't have to like help one company do this. Maybe I can put it out there for free and then anybody can learn how to do it. And that seems more interesting to me and doesn't involve a really long commute or something like that too. So there's selfish beneficial reasons too, but it is like, I think there's so much to explore and it does take time. And even myself, of I want to have the sort of a buoy where I don't have to make like YouTube titles like I have been, where it's like one thing you need to know. It's like, I would love to like get out of the rat race of that and be able to
love it.
And still, I mean, there's a certain amount of like you have to play the algorithm game, but still I could play it less if I wasn't like focused on growth. And I do want to like just make something that's cool for people and give it away to as many people as I can, because then that, I don't know, that just, I don't see what's wrong with that besides maybe I'm leaving money on the table, I guess, but that's also in the long run too. I'm sure that will work better than making a quick buck. And then it's like, I hit the saturation limit of people willing to pay that much money for it. So this is a weird pitch supporting the Patreon, yeah. But
I mean, it's also, well, we do differ on, I want to play that algorithm game because I spend so much time thinking about AI. Like, I want to see what sort of weirdos and trolls watch this on YouTube. Like, I am so down for being harassed in these comments. Like, this is the privilege of, like, okay, this is where I know bad things will probably happen. Bring it on.
I mean, I want to address some of that too, because there's some ways that talking about technology on podcasts could be considered like a safe way to do it, but, and that is good in many ways, but then it doesn't, maybe it inspires somebody else to talk about technology in underprivileged communities or something like that because you're doing it. So I could always see that being something cool.
Whenever I make something, I really try to make it for myself like 1 to 5 years ago. And maybe that is selfish.
That's a really good point.
The thing that we mentioned Merlin Mann earlier, but one of the smartest things I think he's ever said about creative work is if your friends aren't listening to it, like that's when you know it's kind of time to stop. Like if you're not enjoying it, or if you're, you know, because at some point there's always going to be times like burnout is the buzzword of the year so far. But and that comes with any sort of territory, even if it's not creative work. But when you find that the people you respect and enjoy don't care about what you're doing, then it's like time to reevaluate. And that's why I don't know. You thought I really hated the episode about Apple stock calls and earnings, but and that's not necessarily true. I am fascinated by the way people talk about money, mostly because I am not Mr. Monopoly and I have no concept of like, oh, we're going to be a few billion dollars short this year, but it's not a big deal. And I'm like, what in God's name does that even mean? Like, does that mean Apple shutting down? No. Okay. That's all I care about. Moving on.
I saw some tweet that was like, instead of making $930 billion, they only made $890 billion. It's like, oh, now, yeah, they're doomed. It's like, I think that's, yeah, some of that stuff, I think that's why it feels so irrelevant, topics like that, because it gets to just like, I mean, I actually have that in an unrelated topic of the psychology of large numbers, even of coming back down to like productivity. When I have 238 home screens to answer, my brain is like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, it just doesn't. Yeah. And so like that money stuff does like lack context many times, especially when it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, what's your price per earnings ratio? And it's like, okay, what? But
what's your customer acquisition cost?
I mean, so many things is it's like, even with shortcuts, it's just the terminology of the space. And if you play in it every day, it starts to be more relevant. But mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating to them just specifically, I think was more interesting of what it could mean for the future of like how they're approaching the tech stuff. But it is, mm-hmm. it is like, I just, some of it is, that's interesting to me, but I am not obsessed with it. I'm entertained by like learning about that and getting prepared for the future. But I just the future has been here for a few years and we're all like not taking mm-hmm. advantage of it. And I want to, it's also not or we're just, but we're also on like the precipice of the rest of the future. Like that's just how life works also, but it does feel like that. We're like, oh, what is voice technology going to be like in a few years? Or like everybody is waiting for Apple to do the next big thing, but it's like we're experiencing the effects of the big thing still and haven't taken advantage of that. And Apple's clearly made a bunch of boatload of cash off of it, but I want to help people get the $1,000 of value out of that product, not just like spend $1,000 for it.
Right. Oh, one more like big old bee in my bonnet is people who are really mad about the iPhone XR sale promotion. I don't know what it was, where you could trade in your old iPhone and then you get it for $500 or something. And they put it on their website and it looked sort of like what you would expect from, example, the Google Home Hub thingy of like, hey, now it's only $100. And I'm like, guys, who cares? We don't live on the Apple website. Like, if you let people get less expensive, possibly the best iPhone, I just so what? There's a bit of a gaudy ad, and yes, late stage capitalism is terrible, like, but people need to call their families, and I don't know, I was that just made me grumpy. And it's
I'm looking at this Monopoly Wikipedia of rich Uncle Penny bags, and it's an interesting it is like, it's so, now that Apple has so much money and it's just like unimaginable scale, it is like easy to see their brand shift and like think it, they're just like destroying what they have. But I still like, for that same thing of me of like, oh my God, I'm just going to make a huge stretch of like, throw your extra support money towards buying the iPhone 10 so that other people can get the other one for cheaper or something like that. It's like, I'm all for, but I'm all here for, I'm saying I'm all here for people who have an older or like outdated version of the technology to get into the new space that will keep them there for a while and like help them. I don't care about whether or not they don't switch to Android, but of just like having something that functions for them properly. Like the fact that a bunch of people got battery replacements and they're okay with that is like, cool, whatever they're going to use. Now they have a phone and they're not feeling bad about buying new products like we are. It's like people can take advantage of the thing that they have and get value out of it. And it doesn't have to be like the brand new one. And then hopefully, because it's still something that wasn't just like they had to switch, then they can stay in the ecosystem and hopefully take advantage of what seems to be coming, because it is like the tvOS stuff is getting better, like all of the ecosystem play is getting stronger and stronger. And that's a hard topic to nail down exactly why that is so much better right now. And interestingly, I do feel like Shortcuts will be even bigger of a part of that. But yeah. I'm feeling
in one way or another. Yeah. I think so. Oh, all right. I think we have talked about a lot of things. So many mouth words. I'm curious, Matthew, where can people find you on the internet? Where do you want people to find you on the internet?
I would say
at your consulting business?
No, because that is dead.
Yay!
The best way that I would say right now is my newsletter, and that's why I'm doing it, is because it goes in your inbox and you don't have to rely on the algorithms to actually get it. And it is like, my girlfriend's mom is like, I haven't seen anything you've done. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense, because I tweet about it and nothing else. Yeah. And like, my website is fine for that, but it is at the same time, I like my newsletter, it's on my website. I can make a short link. I'm going to say MatthewCasinelli.com/newsletter will take you there. What about you? I need to get these pitches shorter, but that's okay.
just, you know what? I'm still just, Instagram. I'm at Alex Cox on Instagram. It's just more I mean, I'm also on Twitter at Alex Cox, spelled C-O-X, not the other way. But, oh, no.
That was a great end.
I was going to say, you can find my cat there. This is a great tease. Normally, you won't see my cat, but maybe on Patreon, you will see my cat. I don't like selling my own stuff. I will absolutely sell my cat as content. But I was trying to reach for him, and then it was his butt, and I didn't want to touch his butt because it looked dirty. So these sheets are going to be clean tonight.
Wow.
But yeah, on Instagram, I don't know. I've been having fun on Instagram and Instagram stories. It's fun.
Me too. Yeah. I was like, I had that book, Thing Explainer, where it's like explain simple things. And I did an Instagram story. I was like, hey, do you enjoy your rectangle that you're looking at this video through? Well, what if I told you there was a button on that rectangle that you could press and then you could run, you could do things and have your rectangle work for you and you could talk to your rectangle. I need to think about that more because it's too easy to get in my own head and it's fun.
Get all up on those rectangles. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying the rectangle. And I hope you're enjoying the rectangle.
Rectangles. I think the video part will be an interesting... I still think this sounds like a decent podcast to listen to. And hopefully is fun too if you are enjoying the video angle. And I will clean up my office more before the next one and... gotta do get my hair done up and everything, but
oh, no promises on my end.
Yeah. I'm gonna have like perfect lighting and like, hey everyone, it's Matthew.
Maybe I will look at my phone less, but
that's fine.
Look at how
shiny
and pretty it is though. Nice. Oh,
that's expensive though. You should feel bad about liking that thing.
I do feel bad. I use it every single day for work and it's a huge amount of stress and I still feel bad about
I'd say you do a very entertaining and I get a lot of entertainment and value out of Dubai Friday. And so I'm happy to pay for that show. And if that show bought you that iPhone, then you can feel okay about that.
This has been another episode of Supercomputer.
But... see you later, nerds.
Oh, Lord.
We have to do the thing. No, it's newscaster style. It's like, see you later,
really
nerds.
Bad. It's really bad.
No, it's
do you not want to do video?
Sorry to restart my
router because polar vortex.
Somebody just posted
and then Francis needed to pee,
their
so he was let
coax
out.
Coax cable froze through because it's a hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's totally a thing that happens all the time.
I almost posted. So yesterday it was like show
like,
result
it's
is
absolutely
fixed.
A thing that
and
happens.
I was like, oh, let me run my weather report shortcut. And it's like the weather is 65 degrees outside. And I was like, maybe I should. It was like 100 degrees warmer.